Tom Brady said that you're having an incredible year, very deserving of the MVP. Can you talk about maybe your relationship with him and your thoughts on the season that he's had over for the Patriots?
Yeah, Tom's had an unbelievable year. Played extremely well, you know, and been extremely efficient. I mean, a lot of touchdowns, very few turnovers. He's just played really, really good football. He's been that way for a long time. I mean, he's been so consistent throughout his career. Such a great player and such a great competitor. And he's certainly had a great year. But he's been a friend for a long time, too. I've gotten to know him a little bit since I've been into the league. And certainly, you know, he's a good person and a good guy to talk to.
He said the other day that you guys trade text messages often. Any recently?
Yeah, for sure. You know, back and forth throughout the season, just letting him know he's doing a good job when I see the highlights, and vice versa, the same for him. So just some back and forth. That's kind of the unique fraternity at the quarterback position. I mean, you get to know guys playing against them over the years, and, you know, he's one of the good guys. I mean, just a really good person to know.
Do you see yourself at 39 being as active and efficient?
I hope so. You know, that's – I think he's kind of set the bar for, you know, longevity, aging well and playing at a really high level for a really long time. I know that he's incredibly dedicated off the field in terms of taking care of himself, both mentally and physically, and training, you know, all year round. I mean, he's at it all year round, and he's kind of shown the way on how to do that, how to take care of yourself and how to approach this the right way so you can play for a long time and play at a high level for a long time.
I've heard from many friends. What doubts did you have about this offense last year?
And I'm sorry?
What, if any, doubts did you have about this offense last year, and what's changed? Why did it evolve from what it was to what it is?
Well, we're different than we were last year. I mean, we've got a lot of different players. We've had some guys that have come in and really helped us. You talk about guys like Taylor Gabriel and Mohamed Sanu and Aldrick Robinson, Austin Hooper, Josh Perkins. Those are additions to our offense that have really helped. Alex Mack's been a big addition for us. You know, so I think we've gotten better in a lot of areas. And I think that the guys that have been in the system for 2 years are a lot more comfortable understanding, you know, what we're doing and a lot more familiar with what we're trying to do. So I think those are two reasons we've played a little bit better.
Matt, is it too easy to mischaracterize the Super Bowl as potentially going to be a shootout? You see the point spread, you see the offense, you see the quarterbacks. Is it too simple to look at it that way?
Yeah, I think there's two pretty good defenses, too. I think the Patriots, you know, lead the league in points allowed. So, I mean, their defense is really, really good. When we've watched them, they've done a great job of keeping people out of the end zone, keeping people from scoring points. I think our defense is playing really well right now, too. We went against a great offense last week, and they stepped up and played really well for us. I think our unit's a defense that has gotten better throughout the year and is playing their best right now. So you never know how games are going to shake out, but we'll have ourselves prepared and be ready for whatever kind of game it is.
But I imagine, given what you were able to do to Green Bay last week, that to see where the offense keeps progressing is a good sign going into the big game.
Sure. I mean, you want to be getting better throughout the year. I think that's what good teams do. You continue to improve as the year goes on. And I think we've done that, and hopefully we can continue that trend into, you know, next Sunday.
Dan talks a lot about the brotherhood, and y'all really embrace that this year. And I'm curious how much the putting in the ping pong tables, and the guys seem to have enjoyed that. And that's it. You know, a lot has been said that that's kind of been a bond, you know, kind of brought you guys together. Plus, I hear you're a pretty you're one of the top guys. So, what is that? You know, first of all, grade your ping pong game, but also what that has meant for kind of a bonding in that locker room.
Like our team, I think my ping pong game's been improving throughout the year, the longer we've had those tables. But I think it has been a good thing for us. You know, it's guys have gotten into it. It gets competitive, that's for sure. I mean, that's another thing Dan talks about all the time. He mentions the brotherhood, and ours is tight, and it's real. You know, but one of the central themes of our organization is competition. And you see it come to life on the ping pong table, that's for sure. But it's something fun for the guys to get together. You know, stay loose in between meetings or whatever when you've got a little bit of spare time, just to be able to relax and enjoy that. And you know, it's created some relationships with guys that have been good.
Speaking of Matt, how was Coach Quinn able to get guys like yourself, to the veterans on this team, kind of buy into that concept of brotherhood?
Well, I think he leads by example. I think Dan's probably one of the most genuine people I've ever been around. He finds ways to connect with guys, and it's different with everybody. His relationship with me is much different than with Julio, but they're equally as tight. I mean, he finds ways to connect with people, and I think he sets a really good example for everybody. And when things are genuine, I think old, young, whatever, I think buy-in is there. And that's what you get with Dan, and he set the tone for all of us. But we've also got a really good group of guys in our locker room. And we've got guys you want to get to know and you want to play hard for and you want to, be able to count on. So it starts with Dan, but we've also got a really good group of guys in that locker room.
Matt, what's the scouting report on Penn Charter senior Matt Ryan?
Oh, man, he's not that good. Tall, skinny, slow. We didn't throw the ball all that often. We ran the triple option when I was in high school, so I wasn't that difficult to defend in that system. We can throw it a little bit. I think much like our team, I'll say it again, I've kind of been getting better as the years have gone on. But I was young, but have gotten a lot better since then.
I mean, it's obviously been a while. I read something with their coach where he said, we knew he was special as a ninth grader, but I didn't see, NFL MVP day one. So have you had any chance to reflect on what it's taken to get from that tall, skinny guy to where you are now?
Yeah, I mean, not really this time of the year. I think this time of the year you're so focused on week to week and trying to make sure that your game plan's right and you're well prepared. But certainly, after the season, I'll have an opportunity to reflect a little bit and I've certainly come a long way, and you could ask 60 guys in our locker room the same question, and I'm sure everybody has the same answer that, they've come a long way since their senior year in high school. But, I'm certainly happy with where we're at right now.
After
none of my friends have mixed loyalties. I know that much.
Matt, did you have any contact with Patriots while you were in school, or how close did you follow them back?
No, I didn't really know anybody while I was in school, other than Brian Flores, who works for them. He played with me. He was a fifth-year senior when I was a freshman, and so that was really the only person I knew in that organization. I met Bill Belichick one time at an event. He knew Tom O'Brien, our head coach, and they were friendly, but I just met him in passing one time, and that was really it.
Can you talk, so when turning on the Patriots tape, is there something that stands out about their pass defense that could cause some problems?
Well, I think the discipline across the board, especially within their secondary, I think they do a great job of limiting explosive plays, keeping things in front. Very rarely are they out of position. I think they're very sound in what they do, and they're very complementary. The front end complements the back end really, really well. And that's probably been the biggest thing that has jumped off the tape. I mean, they're very sound, and they don't make a lot of mistakes.
Matt, does Tom Brady has his own style of clothing that you see at post-game press conferences? Cam Newton at the Super Bowl last year, Robin Versace pants. How would you describe Matt Ryan's attire?
Usually day-to-day is like this, kind of comfortable in the facility, but professional, I guess maybe that would be the best way to describe it.
Matt, on the brotherhood theme a little bit there, when Dan came in and brought this sort of theme to the team, did that change at all how you interacted with teammates? Did you make more of an effort to interact more?
I think Dan has certainly pushed us to get to know guys further and on a deeper level. I feel like I've always made an effort to, be a good teammate. But I think Dan has pushed us all to become better and to get to know our guys better and on a deeper level. And, so certainly I think all of us have made adjustments and become a little bit better of a teammate than maybe we were before.
Matt, I know Dan gets most of the credit, and there's obviously been a huge turnover here, but I'm just
curious, the guy who came before him, Mike Smith, it kind of was a winning culture builder that hadn't been here, winning five straight years, a couple top seeds in the playoffs, didn't quite get over that hump. But I'm just wondering if his impact is still sort of felt here, even though there's so many players. And if you can follow up with that too, are you surprised he hasn't gotten a chance to be a head coach again?
Well, you know, to answer your first question, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mike's a great coach. He's a hell of a coach and did a great job here in Atlanta. You talk about first time ever back-to-back winning seasons, 5 winning seasons in a row, 4 years out of 5 going to the playoffs, giving us opportunities. You know, he was an excellent coach and did an awesome job here in Atlanta, and I really, really love playing for him. You know, I think there's still, you know, some carryover from some of the guys that were here before. You know, but things change. Things get different, and Dan's obviously a different coach, and he's done a hell of a job as well. As far as, you know, being surprised, Mike, with not getting another head coaching job, I think he'll get another opportunity. I really do, because he showcased what he can do here for 7 years, and he's done a great job in Tampa. I know from going against him twice. I mean, he's tough to go against. So I think at some point he'll get an opportunity.
Last question.
Matt, does not having Alex or Julio at practice this week impact the work you're able to get
done? You know, obviously you'd love to have everybody out there practicing, but it's not realistic this time of the year. Both of those guys are guys who have played so many snaps for us this year that they'll be ready to go regardless. But they're both two really, really smart guys and diligent guys when it comes to their preparation in meetings and being on top of the walkthroughs, studying film. So, you know, I think both those guys won't miss a beat.
Thank you.
Thank you.